What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What if you did it? What if you actually did it? How do you think you'd feel? I mean, just for a minute, think about what your life would look like if you hit every goal that you have, went out and did everything you said you were going to do. What would your life look like?
What are you doing? Why are you still holding back? Have you forgotten what they said to us? What they did? They think you're a monster.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then it was nothing to me but blinding. The shadows betray you because they belong to me.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning and there's not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday, hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger.
You go higher, you go even more alone. Why? Because nobody is willing anymore to invest their energy in going higher. Because it's becoming more difficult. Along this way, the higher you want to go, the more likely you're gonna walk alone.
What no one else does. Run 3 o'clock in the morning because no one else is running 3 o'clock in the morning. If they're training 3 hours, you train 4 hours. You train when the gym is closed. You know, whenever the gym is closed and you already train, you train again. You know, you have to do what no one else is doing. You know, when they're sleeping, you're running, you're working.
And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero.
That's why this has helped me coming out here and being locked in an apartment on my own. Because there was no outsiders. It was isolation. It was visualization. It was motivation and it was dedication. There was no nothing else going on in my life. You know what I mean?
And you don't like people too, right?
I mean, it's not that I don't like people. It's just that to get to the level, to get to the pinnacle, it needs to be like that. It needs to be no outsiders. It needs to be, you need to have your team and your focus and that's it. I don't need friends.
Is hard. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. But understand this, life is hard.
This isn't for the masses. This is for those who won't leave normal behind. Those who are in search of a new realm. It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begins. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater.
The biggest thing you have to do is shut off technology. You have to go dark. What I mean by that is you have to be quiet in your mind. Get away from people. We love being around people. We love talking. We love parties. We love all that. It's okay to be alone. It's also okay to be unhappy. It's okay to be unhappy sometimes, man. It's okay to say, you know what, man? I'm f***ed up. So you gotta go to the truth first. Who are you? get really accountable and say, okay, who am I? What's the truth about me? Get to that dark place in your mind. Figure out, it may take months, it may take years. Figure out your purpose. Figure out what you want to be in life. And then from there, okay, I have my purpose. It may take a long time.
You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
Why you go every year remaining the same when the person that you are today has just been destroying your life? You're mentally killing yourself every year and you don't even realize it. I mean, it's time for you to look yourself in the mirror and make some change before it's too late.
I wanted to read you a quote from 2013 that you said.
I've lost my mind on this game, yeah? Like Vincent Van Gogh. He dedicated his life to his art and lost his mind in the process. That's happened to me. Look, yeah. When that gold belt was around my waist, when my mother has a big mansion, when my girlfriend has a different car for every day of the week, when my kids have everything they ever want, then it will pay. Then I'm happy I lost my mind.
But here's what you should know about winning before you chase it. Winning's not loyal to you. It doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. It's sometimes a guy doesn't outwork you and he still wins. It isn't fair, man. Sometimes there is no justice. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question is about winning. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? And why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life, if you don't chase it, is losing.
Now I'm going to repeat something which a clergyman perhaps shouldn't say, but nevertheless, it's a fact and it will cure many others. You are not going to get anywhere in this world. You're not going to get anywhere financially, spiritually, socially, or otherwise until you get to that point where you don't give a damn about what other people think about you.
You got all the stuff. You got it all. But you will not outwork me because your height has nothing to do with my work ethic. Your face has nothing to do with my work ethic. Your two-parent background has nothing to do with my work ethic. You will not outwork me. On your jet, you will not outwork me. In your Bentley, you will not outwork me. You will not outwork me. I am not phenomenally skilled, but phenomenally will. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. And your problem is you're giving up too easy.
Life happens. Things happen out of your control. Now you can either respond to that in the way you should, or you can let that mess you up. It's not what happens to you in life that determines your future. It's how you respond to what happens to you that determines your future.
I fail over and over and over again in my life. And that's why I succeed. You get to make a choice. Is failure going to break you, or is failure going to make you?
You get to decide. Failure doesn't.
You're not finished. If you're alive, you're not finished. No, you got another gear in you. So everybody, I can because I'm capable. I will because I'm strong. I must because they count on me.
What are you going to do to get better today? Today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, when you think you're going to have plenty of time to do what you want. Get your priorities straight. That's not going to happen. And it's definitely not going to happen if you don't start putting in the work today. Nobody's going to lift the weights for you. Nobody's going to do the pull-ups for you. Nobody's going to go out and put in the road work for you. You got to do all that yourself. Quit waiting for the perfect time. Quit waiting for the perfect situation to occur. It's not going to happen. You want to know when the time is right? The time is right now. So what are you doing with your time? Are you doing something productive? Are you moving towards a goal? Making yourself better? Or are you letting time slip by? Wasted. Stop wasting time and get after it.
With every great thing in life, there is going to be sacrifice. With every great thing in life, there is going to be work. And with every great thing in life, there is going to be time. You're going to have to make difficult decisions. You're going to have to put in the work, and you're going to have to be patient. But if you could combine those three things, that's what makes great things happen. That's what builds epic lives and builds ultimate realizations of potential. But you're never going to be able to do it if you keep kicking the shit down the road. Make this year the year that you commit to yourself that you're going to make progress.
Commitment. It means taking a stand. Taking a stand for you. It means delivering. It means coming through. What if you don't keep your commitment, Les? What if you give it everything you have and you come up short? Or if you don't give it everything you have, what if you get weak along the way? Don't expect people to understand you. Don't expect it to make sense to anybody why you've got to do this, why you have got to go, why you leave. This is a good job. I'm going. They pay you well. I'm going. Why? I don't understand. You don't have to. I'm going for me because I've made a different kind of commitment with my life. This is something I have got to do.
You've got to focus on you. You've got to convince yourself every day, selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective, telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
You are powerful. You direct the power in your life. Whatever your life is right now, it is a duplication of your consciousness. It's a result of how you have decided to use your power. And you've got the power to change that. But you don't know what has happened to me. It really doesn't matter what has happened to you. The only thing that really matters is, what are you going to do about it? I can become upset, nervous, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay. Make it okay. If it becomes hard, and do it hard. But many of us just stop dead in our tracks. I don't know what to do. You do know what to do. You've got genius in you. Challenge yourself. Push yourself. Make yourself come up with something. Use your imagination. See, the universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied, because that is your commitment. That business that you want. That book you want to write. That dream that you have of controlling your destiny. That is yours. That's available to you. But you've got to be willing to stand there and face disappointment, not have support, be lonely, doubt yourself sometimes, be rejected again and again and again, and refuse to turn around until life gives it up. Nothing can resist a person that has that kind of commitment.
If you can commit to winning every fucking day this year, your life will be drastically different.
It's going to take everything in you that your life deserves the concentrated effort to begin to look at, how is it that I can express more of me? How is it that I can bring my ideas out here now? Don't allow that inner doubt in you to talk you out of it, to build a case on why you can't have it, to tell you why you're not good enough. You ignore that inner voice and all of the external voices. Don't judge the possibilities for what you can do based upon the circumstances, because the circumstances won't determine who you are. Don't determine what you're able to do based upon your resources. Don't determine what's possible for you based upon where your life is right now. Where your life is right now is not you. That's just what it is right now. If you're coming back from adversity and devastation, it's unlimited of what you can do.
There will be times when you will feel alone, when you'll feel deserted, when you'll feel weak, and you'll doubt yourself, and other people will doubt you, and you ask yourself, am I crazy? Maybe I don't have what it takes. That's gonna happen. Don't let nobody steal your dream. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop running towards your dream. The rough times are gonna come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. Don't say I'm having a bad day. Say I'm having a character building day.
When the pressure within you is greater than the pressure outside of you.
But I'll tell you something. Wouldn't it be a shame for you to stop when you've come this far?
Who on this earth would still be going right now? You are. You are.
You're still alive. You're still breathing. And if you're still breathing, that means you've still got some fight left in you.
Things are going to get harder. Things are going to get tougher. So what you need to do is you need to get harder and you need to get tougher.
When you have fear, fear makes you think.
in ways you shouldn't be thinking. When you have fear, fear makes you speak in a certain way. But when you have faith, you don't need the counts. When you have faith, you don't need to go outside. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many horses. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many armies. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many swords. When you have faith, you don't need to count no shields. When you have faith, you just believe and it'll happen.
You concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul, with all your heart. You focus on this, and tomorrow will take care of itself.
If you dare to be great, if you dare to do something that you've never done before, if you dare to go to limits that you've never went to before, they will remember your legacy forever.
Write down at least 5 reasons on why you won't give up, what's going to make you unstoppable, why you must be unreasonable, because logical, practical thinking says you can't do it today. But if you want to produce unreasonable results in your life, you've got to be an unreasonable person. You've got to be an uncommon person. It's very important for you to believe that you are the one, that you are entitled to this. You're supposed to have this. This is your calling. This is your time. When you no longer focus on the obstacles, when you no longer care what people think or what they might say, when you no longer find the need to seek their approval, it's done.
You got to get a little bit more intense about your life. You got to stop being so casual. It's decisions we make that chase that best version of us every second, every day, because every day alters the direction of the course of our life.
You will be tested, and how you face that test determines the rest of your life. The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind.
When you want something, don't expect everybody to say, oh, you want this? Oh, great, we want to give this to you. No, many doors will be closed in your face. Many loans that you will want. They'll say, no, you don't have enough credit. And most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be fearless. I refuse to be denied. And I'm going to go all out.
People have this reoccurring nightmare that there's some thing, some force that's got a hold of them and it's holding them down and they can't break free. No matter what they do, they can't break free from that force. Well, I'm here to tell you that that thing in your nightmare, that thing that's holding you back, that thing that's dragging you down, that thing is you.
No one's coming to save you. No one's coming to save you. The only person that's gonna make a drastic change in your life is you. You have to do it for you.
Discipline is something you dictate. Motivation won't make you exercise every day. Discipline will. Motivation won't stay up late and finish a project for you. Discipline will. Motivation isn't going to get you out of bed in the morning. Discipline will.
Take ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your job, of your future, and take ownership of your life.
You have to force yourself. Anything that's a break from your routine is going to require force. And the only way you'll get it is by forcing yourself to be uncomfortable. Get out of your head. Get out of your feelings. Your feelings are screwing you. I don't care how you feel. I care about what you want. And if you listen to how you feel when it comes to what you want, you will not get it because you will never feel like it.
I see people writing on my page, oh, I listen to your videos and I get hyped. That's great. But what do you do after the 5 minutes is over? What do you do when you wake up the next day? What do you do when somebody's not there watching you? What do you do when you have to either do what it is you know you're supposed to do without somebody there to supervise you, or you get to take the play off because no one's going to know the difference? And that's discipline to do the shit that you don't want to do because you know it needs to be fucking done.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it.
Discipline is the path to freedom. Discipline is the driver of daily execution. Discipline defeats the infinite excuses that hold you back. Make discipline part of your daily life, and your daily life will get better.
You need to be the master of your emotions, not let them affect you.
You know who's going to bail you out? You know who's going to come and rescue you? You know who's going to come and save the day? No one. You have no backup. You have no reinforcements. No one's going to come and do it for you. You're going to have to do it all yourself.
You know how many times people say things like, close your eyes, visualize with me. It's 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. What does your house look like? What does your car look like? Imagine having a house with a swimming pool and it's a four-story. You got elevator. You got this view. You got, okay, that's great. But how about we do it in a different way? Close your eyes, go 20 years from now, and you don't do nothing. You stay the same as you are today. How many divorces you got? What happened to your family? How about the people that said you're going to quit and they say, I told you. So every single time you have to appease to their opinion becoming factual because you gave up on your dreams. Say, that's the real exercise. And if you're okay with that, keep living life the way you're living.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard. Those times when you stay up late and you work hard. Those times when you don't feel like working. You're too tired. You don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
The top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
The reason most people fail is because they give up what they want most for what they want now.
At some point, you gotta be f***ing tired of not being number one, and you gotta f***ing play angry, and I play angry. You gotta work every f***ing day, it doesn't end.
You gotta get tired of losing. Because I'm pissed off for greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you're okay with being mediocre.
Whatever's going on is your fault. It is your fault. Accept that, own it, and then deal with it.
Don't run from the difficult classes. Take them. Little pressure, little progress. Stop taking shortcuts. Stop taking the easy way. Go to the heat. Because the sooner you go to the heat, the sooner it is rain.
You look for excuses. Look for solutions. That's what winners do. Losers are always looking for the excuse. Where the winner looks for the solution, man. Why don't you put the energy into the dreams that can be? The reason why you're doing that, if you are, you're not working hard enough, you're not studying hard enough, you're not burning the midnight oil every night, which prevents you from staying awake in the midnight hours later in life wondering what it could have been. You erase that through all of this pain, guys. It's free. You don't need to shoot up for it, you don't need to snort, you sweat for it. And then when you leave here, it's an abdominal will, it's been nurtured. You don't think about second place, you think about first. And then the legacy, and building the gap between you and every other f***ing person.
I can't relate to lazy people. We don't speak the same language. I don't understand you, and I don't want to understand you. It's the fourth quarter. Once this year's over, you can't go back and add nothing to it. What kind of competitor sees the finish line slows down?
Hear what I'm trying to tell you? Close, 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 close. Why? Because the world treats you different when you close. The world treats you different when you can finish, where much is given, much is required, but you're going to get the rewards. Rewards come after you work, not before. The only place where success comes before work is in a dictionary.
Everybody's living off the hope factor. They hope the water's never cold. They hope the weather's f***ing good. I don't live off that hope shit. I wish the water's cold. I wish the f***ing rain. When the end is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the f*** you are.
You don't have to work hard, you don't have to eat right, you don't have to sleep right, you don't have to do more than what's required of you. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. But you also don't have to win, you don't have to be a success in life. And that's why so few people achieve great things. Because they don't want to sacrifice, they don't want to discipline for something greater. So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to, it's because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them.
Becoming successful is a situation of developing discipline, persistence, patience, grit, character traits that you don't just get. You are not f***ing born with. It's going to come down to you developing the ability to do the things that you don't feel like doing because you know that it's the right thing to f***ing do.
You cannot stop. Rest if you must, but you cannot stop and question your circumstance and situation so much so that while you could be working, while you could be further along the road, less travel, you sitting there contemplating, like you sitting there moaning about it. You're sitting there complaining about it. And I get it. I understand, but you gotta work. You gotta work because you know what's gonna happen. You're gonna wake up 60 days later, 90 days later, and everything's gonna change but you. And you're gonna get the same results you got because you're the exact same person. So work. You don't get bulk by staring at weights. You don't get healthier by staring at it. You get healthier by running up to it and grabbing it and pushing it. Push through that stuff. Push through it. Just keep working. I need you to wake up every day and say, today, I will not stop. I will not give up. I will not give in. Nobody said it would be easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it.
But you have to take control and train this brain. If you don't train this brain, it'll use you instead of you using it.
Everyone wants some life hack that eliminates the need to do the work, but that does not exist. You have to do the work. You've got to hold the line. You've got to make it happen.
So often, we want to blame circumstances for the way things are. We want to blame genetics for the reason we're kind of fat. We got all these problems. But might I suggest, the problem is the pattern of your response. But you can't change the product if you don't change the pattern. You can't change the way your career's going if you don't start changing your work ethic and your work habits and your inner relations. You can't change your wisdom unless you change your input. Because the problem is the pattern.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. The greatest version of you is the version that has parameters. No, I don't do that. I don't drink that. I don't go there with these people. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here.
You are not where you want to be, not because you need any more gifts. You don't need nothing else. You need to discipline yourself. You need to learn to tell you no. You keep talking about everybody else you can't tell no. You can't tell you no. You can't tell you stop. You can't tell you quit. You got to get to a point where you're disciplined.
You have to master the monotonous. It's the boring sh. It's the everyday sh. It's the regular sh. It means doing the sh that most people are too f***ing undisciplined to do day in and day out with perfection. Doing it better than everybody else. Doing it to the best of your ability. You have to remind yourself that these little things that you do are going to lead to the big things. Are you going to do your workout or are you not? Are you going to do your cardio or are you not?
I guarantee you, if you were humble enough, if you were hungry enough, if you really wanted what you said, you'd sit down and you'd study what you do and you'd say, I can do this better. But I have not exhausted all my time. I have not exhausted all my resources. There's something missing. You're not where you're supposed to be. It's not going to take a lot, but it's a small gap. And the gap is called execution. If you want to execute just a little bit more, you'll be on a whole new level.
And most people will not be successful. They will not reach whatever they wrote because when there's not anything emotionally attached to it, they're going to quit and give up. Most people were closer than they ever thought they were to finishing that big thing, but they never finished it because they didn't feel like finishing it. Or they were doing it and it was pain. And most people quit in the pain because the pain hurts so bad that they don't know if they want to keep going to get to go. Because you're going to wake up most days and not feel like it. You're going to wake up most days and not be pumped up. You're going to wake up most days and not feel like doing it. But when you can get to a point that you do it anyway, then
hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No way you won't reach any of your goals.
The cause of laziness is a craving for comfort. It's wanting comfort ultimately. Your problem is not laziness. It's the worship of comfort which produces laziness. It's that I don't want to do anything that I don't want to do. It's believing this lie that if it doesn't come completely natural to me, if it's not easy, then I shouldn't have to do it, or maybe I'm doing the wrong thing.
There is a period in everybody's journey where they are so different because they've started to do new things that they no longer fit in with their old set of friends, but they're not sufficiently developed that they've gained their new set of friends, and they're unsure. Should I go back? Should I lean back into getting a bag in with the boys on a weekend? Is that the highest, you know, way that I can live my life passion forward? Because that's what everybody else does. And all of my friends are taking the piss. Oh, not drinking again. Too good for us, are we? Not going out again this week. Oh, okay. Well, like, enjoy staying in home and reading, nerd. So you're going to feel the pain of being ostracized from the group of friends that you used to have. But you're stuck in this messy middle where you haven't yet worked out who you are on the other side of this. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that I would say almost nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
I really don't have regrets. I am a person that says, you know, as soon as you look back in your history and you come up with something that you feel like you want to change, something else has to change. You know, disappointment to me, to win, you got to lose. To be successful, you got to have something that's not successful. To be happy, you got to have disappointment. So I think all of those things have evolved and happened to make me who I am and understand the benefits and the privileges I have for being who I am.
They say, oh, it's already okay here. Why you still want to move up there? The air is getting thinner over there. It's getting more hard to breathe. It's getting more dangerous, whatever. So that means along the way to mastery, you walk the way alone.
And if you think about the difference between winners and losers, winners define themselves by what they made happen, and losers define themselves by what happened to them.
You know, if you're going to create anything of value in this life,
believe in yourself. Don't fear failure. Dream big. Work hard. Stay positive. Enjoy the journey.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
The only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. Success is the only revenge. It's not the best revenge. It's the only one. There's no other revenge. Like, it feels so painful because you're like, you look around to see who can help you, and then you're like, it's me again.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts.
You're going to, even if it's with other people, you're going to have to be willing to be on your own for a bit, to forage on your own, to take walks alone, and then return to people, to your tribe, so to speak, and share with them what you've learned, or maybe even just show up with whatever energy shift has occurred while you were off.
You think you become a champion on the field? You don't. You become a champion when ain't nobody watching you. You're doing your own drills and your own way. You're doing what coach tell you to do, and you're doing your own stuff.
Who am I? I found out through this path of life, who is David Goggins? So going through all, I did it alone. There was no trophy on the wall, on the mantle. That trophy's in my brain. No one helped me get there. Nobody paid my bills. No one did for me. No one ran those miles, lost that weight, went through the, I suffered on my own and developed this man who said, it's who I am, man.
That's important, man. And most people struggle their whole life to find out who they are. Struggle their whole life to find out what defines them, what they actually enjoy and what they don't.
You start putting yourself in situations that suck, you'll find yourself. It's the only way to find yourself.
Yeah. Can you just reflect and talk to me about how that makes you feel hearing that?
You know, yeah, it's been some ride. I've got it done and I'm up here. I've been through it all, my friend. You know, it's been a wild ride for me. It's not been easy at times, but what a life.
There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen. And that's what people don't know. But to get there, luck ain't gonna happen. You have to put yourself in that situation, man. It takes a lot of work.
Admit it, you aren't like them. You're not even close. You may occasionally dress yourself up as one of them, watch the same mindless television shows as they do, maybe even eat the same fast food sometimes. But it seems that the more you try to fit in, the more you feel like an outsider.
You fall into the trap of what is called Parkinson's Law. Now, Parkinson's Law says that work expands to fill the time allotted for it. That if you have 2 hours of work to do and 8 hours of time, you will stretch that work over 8 hours. Parkinson's Law also says that work contracts to fill the time allotted for it. If you have 8 hours of work to do, and because of an emergency, you have to have it done in 2 hours, you will get it done in 2 hours. Highly effective people are always setting tight, stringent, disciplined deadlines on themselves so they get more work done in a short period of time rather than less work done in a long period of time. Does this make sense?
Like, and I promise you, every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're doing this thing, you're consuming content on the internet, you're doing these free tutorials online to try and figure out how to set up a podcast and where do I host this thing? And then you're going through this and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success, right? But if there's anything that you can take away from what we're saying right now is that the sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend the knee to their hate and fit back into the conformity because it's comfortable and it's warm. Because like in the Matrix, when Trinity opens the door, when Neo's about to go take the red pill and he wants to get out of the car, she says, Neo, you've been down that road and you know exactly where it leads. And I know that's not where you want to be. And then he closes the door. Like right now, this moment that you're going through is Trinity opening the door and being like, you could go back, but then you'd have to remember exactly what the reason was that you decided not to go out to begin with. Just because you listen to this podcast and you consume this content, you're like, I can do more than this. Like, because you are starting to live in some of that hell where you look in the mirror and you're like, I can do more. And you start to see the person that you could be. And you're like, this does start to feel like hell.
Last but not least, I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for trying to do more.
I don't care if you're tired. I don't care if you're sad. I don't care if you're sleepy. If it's raining, if the markets are crashing, if the sky is falling, if your girlfriend just broke up with you, you're going to get it done no matter what. This is the level of discipline that I'm expecting from you.
People want to find their passion. But you don't find it, you create it. And you create it by getting good at something. And to get good at stuff, you start by doing something you suck at. Then you get good. Then you like it. Then people ask how you found your passion. Answer: by starting when you sucked and not giving up.
I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. You had nobody anyway, motherfucker. Look around you. There was no team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom.
When you said, I'm all in, were you really all in? Let me tell you what the cost of being all in is. Early mornings, late nights, being misunderstood, having very few friends, being your own cheerleader. Are you those things? People always talk about, man, I'm a hard worker. Everybody in this room is a hard worker. That's not going to separate you from anybody else. What are you working hard on? People always look for one thing for the other. Oh, you got to work, you know, you got to work smarter and not harder. No, you got to work smarter and you got to work harder.
If you committed the next 365 days of your life to the persistent pursuit of your potential and you were grinding 24/7 and you didn't cheat yourself, imagine what you would become. You would become a ruthless killer. You would become such a G that nobody would say, nah, this person ain't doing it. You'd be undeniable. 365 days. If you committed to that, you would win.
My biggest fear in life is not reaching my full potential and not being the greatest I can be. Because everyone has a choice in life. Everyone has a choice of either being this person up here or this person down here.
Did you know that less than 1% of people are naturally extraordinarily gifted at something? Think genius, think savant. Do you know what that means for us, the other 99%+ of people? If we're going to do anything great in this life, it is going to require discipline. That's the truth. If you are going to accomplish anything extraordinary with the days on this planet, it is going to require you pushing through the discomfort and embracing the grind and disciplining yourself.
Every decision that you make has consequences. Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Every little decision you make counts.
It's a muscle. The mind is a muscle. Emotion is a muscle. I don't negotiate with myself. Well, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. I'm going to do this. Or oh, let me wait 2 more minutes till I'm ready. There's none of that shit with me. For decades, I go, I say, we do. I'm not here to discuss this shit with my mind. There's mind, and then there's soul and spirit. And soul and spirit, my soul fucking knows. And when I say jump, you fucking jump. I'm not here to have a discussion with you.
If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices. They wake up and make another bad choice. They make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices. And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feelings.
What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? I say you crank up the volume on that question. Max it out. And then go get some.
You can lie to yourself and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself everything's okay and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself, you can lie to yourself and say that you're winning and then you don't need discipline. But if you tell yourself the truth, if you tell yourself the truth that you know you could be better, you know you could do more, if you tell yourself the truth, you won't have to find discipline. Discipline will find you.
There's got to be some type of discipline attached to whatever you want deliverance in.
People who win can do shit, and people who lose talk shit. You can win if you choose to learn the things that you need to do and then can do them. That's reality. That's the shit nobody wants to admit, because admitting so means that you have to take responsibility for where you are currently.
You've got to begin to think about the things you want to materialize in your life on a regular basis and think about it repetitiously. Literally, the things that we obsess about become the things that we possess in our lives. Your mind is a weapon, and you got to begin to use it and pick that weapon up and control it. Most people are out of control with their mind. They don't point it at something. They let the world point it, and they misfire all the time. So today, I want you to pick up that weapon that is your mind and begin to point it at the things you want.
You can become godly through discipline. Not easy, not just because you feel like it, that sometimes you have to honor the grind.
And what I'm telling you is the battle never changes. Every day, you have to get self-control.
Those at the top who become the best, they don't let too many terrible days create negative momentum for themselves. They're obsessed about stacking great, productive days. Back to back to back to back. Because they know if you do that, the level of momentum created after a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years of doing this becomes so massive that you start creating automatic wins based on your daily routines.
No one's coming to lift the weights for you. No one's coming to study for you. No one's coming to put in the hours for you. No one's coming to do all the hard work for you. You have to do it yourself.
Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Every little decision you make counts.
At the core of a creative person is they believe there is always an answer. If you don't think there's an answer, how creative are you going to be? How long are you going to hang with that idea? How long are you going to try to work it and percolate it and create it and make it something bigger?
And you've got to be so relentless, regardless of what comes down the pipe, that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow. You've got to learn how to become resourceful. You've got to learn how to become creative.
Take control of your feelings. Take control of your emotions. Take control of your job. Take control of your problems. Take control of your future. And take control of your life.
Because it's not easy for you to continuously have a packed schedule day after day after day after day after day without you winning.
Do not fall victim to the short-term gratification that is whispering in your ear, telling you 5 more minutes is fine. You can sleep in. You can eat that just this once. You can take the day off. You deserve to take a break. Shut that voice down. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. If you don't control your mind and your mind controls you, you're fucked. You gotta take control and tell your brain where you wanna go and what you wanna do. Because if you don't, you will always be a loser. The problem with some of you, you just hope that good stuff is gonna happen to you. You gotta get up and make shit happen.
You guys don't have unlimited time here.
The world isn't gonna stop and time isn't gonna stop. Guess what? That's the way life is. You don't have enough time. You gotta make time.
Decide you'll do it no matter what. Commit yourself to the regime. You get up when you're supposed to get up. You study when you're supposed to study. You go to the gym when you're supposed to go to the gym. You work when you're supposed to work. You do whatever it is you told yourself you were gonna do long after the mood you set it in is left.
You wanna live a happy, healthy, successful life? You've gotta pick to go through the pain now and enjoy the peace later.
Your habits are the building blocks of your life. It's what you do every single day that matters more than anything. Doing things that are a break from your routine are gonna require force. So you have to force yourself to be uncomfortable. Get out of your head. Get out of your feelings. Your feelings are screwing you over. If you listen to how you feel, you'll never get it because you'll never feel like doing it.
All in is not 50%. All in is not 60 hours a week. All in is not I worked a Saturday twice a month. All in is not I missed one birthday party. All in is all fucking in. You better learn to get really, really used to being uncomfortable because nothing great comes from a position of comfort. Everything worthwhile, everything that matters, everything that is great comes from being in a position of uncomfortable. Nothing worthwhile is easy to get. Nothing worthwhile can you get by not being uncomfortable. Everything's gonna make you uncomfortable. Get fucking used to it. And if you can get used to being uncomfortable, your fucking limits are non-existent.
But you gotta understand, you can always get a little bit better. You can always excel a little bit more. You can always push it a little further. You can always climb a little bit higher.
There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
You gotta be fearless. You gotta be relentless.
You gotta get tired of losing.
You're gonna do whatever it takes. Do you hear me? You're gonna go your own way. You're gonna do what they won't do. You're gonna be smart and you are gonna win.
There's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different can happen.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
You got to be bold in life, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not bold, if you're not standing up inside yourself, if you're not willing to call into being the highest and the strongest that's within you when you're facing life's challenges, life will trample you. But see, when you discover the truth of this goodness, this power that you have within you, that truth will set you free from ever being a victim in life. That truth will enable you to handle things with a level of equanimity that will surprise you.
It's about going that extra step when you feel like you can't. That's what builds self-respect, self-esteem, self-discipline, all those things.
Learn to not let life hijack your brain. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
Listen to me. You can't give up. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But if life's got you down, I need you to get up and prove them wrong.
People who operate in darkness, they are relentless. They never stop. And we have to make it our full-time job to fight back. You got to put your foot down. You got to get an attitude. You got to get fired up.
And don't be disturbed because no one else can see it. That's not unusual. You've got to learn how to tune off the critics outside and the critic inside.
We're all being tested in life. Some of us lay the f*** down. Others find a way around the motherfucker. Family is inevitable. It's about keeping the motivation to keep moving forward on the same exact path that you just failed.
You got to get to the point in your life where you say, I have had it. I've had it with going in a restaurant, looking on one side to see what I want to eat, and then look on the other side to see what I could afford. I'd had it living like that. I'd had it borrowing money from people. I'd had it living like a cringing animal. When you don't have any money, it runs your blood pressure up. You hear me? Poverty sucks. Make no mistake about it. And you've got to decide, I have had it. I'm not going to live like this anymore. No, there's got to be more for me. And let me tell you something. You deserve it. You deserve a better life. There is more to your life than you've been living. You deserve it.
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process. Don't rush the process. Trust the process.
You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice. You'll get better and better.
And when you know what you want, you will do anything it takes to get it.
Only those who risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. I want to see how far I can go. I want to see what I can accomplish. I want to see what I can do, what I can be, what I can have. I want to see. I don't want to see what I think I can do. I don't want to see what I think is possible. I want to see what my life would look like if I didn't count the cost. When you want something bad, you can't count the cost, because if you count the cost and you see how much it costs, you might quit. You might give up. So you got to go in knowing that I don't count the cost. I do as many push-ups as it takes, as many sit-ups as it takes, as many reps as it takes. I study as long as it takes. I pay whatever the price is. Why? Because if I start counting the cost, I might quit. I might give up. I might surrender. Don't count the cost.
Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it, because they don't think you can do nothing they can't do. Nobody knows but you. Nobody knows what you are. Even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot.
You get to a point where you don't count it. You just do whatever it takes to get whatever you want.
Have opinions and feelings about yourself, independent of the feedback.
You need to change on how you look at those f***ing people, what they say to you. You got to start arming your mind. Start preparing yourself for what's out here in life. Build confidence. Build self-esteem. So if people talk to you, it doesn't f***ing matter.
That's great power in adversity. If you're a victim of any kind, make sure you use that to become successful.
Getting unstuck means that you are going to start living life on your terms, rather than just gliding through every day on automatic. That you have a special power within. That you know that things are going to get better for you. You know that you can handle this. And because you want some different kind of results in your life, you've got to decide that I'm going to go all out.
Everybody has a defining moment. Whatever your defining moment is, own it. And say to yourself, after today, I will do whatever it takes.
Sometimes life will take you to your knees. Sometimes you have to cry.
Sometimes we'll hurt deep inside. In time of adversity, you don't have an obstacle to deal with. You have a choice to make.
You can suffer
or you can choose to do whatever you need to do to liberate yourself, whatever you need to do to reinvent yourself, whatever you need to do to overcome whatever you are stuck in right now. It does not have to be your residency.
We decide which moments define us. Will it be the moment we get knocked down? Or will it be the moment when we get back up? This is when we show the world what we're made of.
Raise the bar on yourself. Challenge yourself. Expect things to be great for you because you're going to show up differently. Fight like a warrior and die a legend.
You keep standing. No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up. You keep standing. No matter what.
Making the right decisions is a one-on-one battle. Whatever the majority of the crowd is doing, find your way during the odds. And see 9 times out of 10 how right you turn out to be. That's what you got to put in your head. Every decision you make, people don't realize what you got to give up to become great. What sacrifices you got to make to become great. What promises you got to make to yourself to become great. Greatness ain't a thought process. Greatness is a lifestyle. It's what you live. It's what you get every day. Breathe.
You have to realize that one day your life is going to flash before you and the credits are going to roll and it's going to be two options. It's going to say, oh, it's too late, or it's going to say, yeah, I kicked ass. And that's the bottom line. So when they bury you, is your tombstone going to say, what might have been? Or is your tombstone going to say, hell yeah, I've killed him?
Success doesn't know these things about cold or early or tired. It just knows if you showed up or not. Isn't it about time you become that person you knew you always could be? How do you do that? You break the fucking mold, guys. You get the fuck out of bed when it's cold, when it's early. You do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. Why not try it, man? You can't talk it all the time. You gotta walk it. Commit to one day. Try it. See how it feels. Getting up that fucking early when everyone else is asleep. Or it's that cold. When everybody else says, no, this is not comfortable. We shouldn't do this. You say, yes, motherfucker, I'm gonna introduce myself to it. You do a little extra effort here. You take whatever's normal, and you do a little extra to it. That's what makes it extraordinary. What's that extra? The extra rep. Getting up an extra half hour earlier. Those little extras combined to a word called extra with ordinary together to make extraordinary.
Stop going about the day as a servant. Become the master. Run your day and stop having it run you. Believe in yourself. Be that one of 100 that has a belief. Instead of just jaw jet talk of intent. Huge differential there. Differential is somebody just believing life and the other one taking the most of the opportunity, the time of life. Remembrance. Otherwise, forgotten.